But right now, Julie.
Julie.
Mm-hmm.
It's ghost talk. Something that when we first said it, I think you brought it up, right, Jules?
I have no idea. I think somehow ghost came up and
Was it a ghost?
I got really excited.
Yeah, I don't
remember
talking about it.
But you guys asked me if I believed in ghosts or if I'd seen a ghost. And I said yes. And
okay.
You said table that.
Let's not cloud each other's thoughts right now.
Okay.
Let's just keep it pure and start with Julie. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I think I've seen a lot of ghosts, but I haven't really seen them because they're invisible. But I think they're always around us. But I do have a story that isn't
Go
about...
Go with your story.
Okay, thank you. Coach me through this. It isn't necessarily seeing a ghost, but this is something... I think I have a lot of thoughts and questions, and I wonder a lot of things just about the afterlife. Because, for one, I really don't want to miss out on anything once I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that I'll come back in some way, shape, or form to be able to see what's happening in the world and watch my kids and see my family. And I have this story about my family that I'll tell real quick. So my grandmother lived to be 96. And she really held it together late in life. She started losing... you know, just some things she was saying. I guess her mind was going a little bit like the last 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And she always would make mention of this little girl whenever she was, you know, it was usually like kind of when she was waking up or going to sleep. She had a caretaker with her 24/7. So either we heard it or the caretaker told us. She'd talk about a little girl all the time and how there was a little girl in her room. There was a little girl in her house. But at that point, she didn't have any little girls around. My daughter hadn't been born yet. There were no little girls in the family.
Was the caretaker a little girl?
The caretaker was an older woman.
Okay.
So she kept talking about this little girl. So I had Ryder at that point, and so Ryder knew my grandmother pretty well. Well, then my grandmother passed away. Within a few months, Anna was born. My daughter
what gender?
Was born.
Oh, a girl.
A little girl was born. The way the world worked out, we moved into her house. Anna moved in right next door to my grandmother's room in the guest room. And all of a sudden, that little girl existed in my grandmother's house. The little girl that she had been talking about for years. That she just knew,
was
I guess.
Be there.
And so we had to put my grandmother's name in Anna's name. And now she's Anna Juliet, based after my grandmother, whose name was Julia. And the little girl lives on. And I just thought, we all think that is so cool. That somehow, I swear to God, that's what she was talking about that whole time. She just knew there was going to be a little girl. And it was, I don't know if it's part of my grandma in her, you know,
mm-hmm.
now. But I like to think that Nanny knew all along I was going to have a little girl, name her Anna.
Nanny knew.
Anna Juliet. Nanny knew. And I just like to believe that somehow we're going to get to come back and we're going to get to be with our family.
Don't you always feel that if you come back, mm-hmm. it will be in some form of like, I always think that it'll be like a squirrel or
You're
a lesser form
reincarnation.
Of
reincarnation.
Yes.
Do you but think you will be a squirrel?
I don't know.
Reincarnated?
I don't know.
And there's a squirrel that's like, could tell you everything, but he can't.
Because he's trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Like
that's
he runs
why
up
so
to
annoying.
You. That's why they run up to you in your car when you're driving.
Yeah.
They're like, hold up. I have something to say. I'm your. And then you run over him.
Or.
This is your last day on earth.
Maybe you were about to like T-bone a Volvo and the squirrel said, okay, I'm doing it. And then when. The squirrel slowed you down
and
to where you went through the next intersection safely.
Right. And that could be your great grandfather
yep.
as that squirrel trying to save you mm-hmm. from doom.
Wow.
Wow. That's insane.
How do we find out? That's so frustrating.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I don't think so. I think there are a few times where I felt someone's spirit. Mm-hmm. Or someone like the only relatives I've had really, really close to me that's passed are my grandmother and grandfather on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather passed 99. And I don't know, I had a couple of really intense dreams where you wake up with tears in your eyes, you know, and you felt like you've spoken to them, or maybe they appear in your dreams. I don't know. That's about the closest I've ever come, because I'm so scary that when you yell, what do you, you scream Bloody Mary 3 times, I get 2.5 and I run out because I don't want to attempt.
Would you do a seance?
No. I don't need to stir up anything.
I want to know your thoughts on ghosts, Mikey.
But one time I woke up in the middle of the night and I looked at in front of my closet, and I saw the upper body of a man about my size standing staring at me, and I froze and I had that night terror freeze. Oh. But then I realized it was just a dress shirt that I had hung up. So hell no, I don't believe in ghosts.
don't believe in them.
I don't believe in ghosts. I love the idea of it. I think it's something that we create to help us cope with the fact that our life is finite. But that's my opinion. I'm not sure I'm right. I'm also very literal and logical. Most things, like ghosts, can be broken down by logic to convince yourself that they don't exist. But I am in the minority. I read an article recently where a poll said 3 out of 5 people believe they've seen a ghost in their lifetime. And in America, the numbers have it. The most reported ghost sightings occur in the west, south central region of the U.S. in states like Louisiana, Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, and Texas.
So you said 3 out of 5, right?
And Texas.
Julie says yes.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan and Mike say no.
Uh-oh.
We have 5 members on this crew.
We got
so those 2 have to be a yes. Blake.
Conspiracy theory, Blake.
I know.
Nope.
The government's creating
ghosts.
You've
never seen one, or you never believe? Or you don't believe?
I haven't seen one, and I want to believe in them because I think it'd be cool, but I don't think I do.
Okay.
Jer?
Did you see the ghost of Kamala last night, Jer?
No, I did not see the ghost of Kamala. I did see the ghost of the Honky Tonk Man, which is weird because he's still alive.
That could have actually been the Honky Tonk Man. Were you at a wrestling convention?
Might have been
him?
Elvis.
So you don't believe in ghosts, Jerry?
I believe in ghosts.
You do?
I do believe in ghosts.
Okay, so 2 out of 5 here say yes. Do you know that in our area we have some famously haunted locales?
I was just looking that up too.
And I did go on a ghost walking tour of downtown Dallas a few years back. Fascinating.
And you didn't see any?
Didn't. I don't think you often see them. You just learn about places that are allegedly haunted. You don't.
Oh, I would ask for my money back.
You want to actually see one?
There's got to be
yes.
Fine print where they say, please, your payment does not hinge on you seeing a ghost or capturing one. The Adolphus Hotel, quite famously haunted.
Right. I've heard that.
Especially the 19th floor, where people have reported seeing the spirit of a woman who reportedly hung herself after her fiancé did not show up for their ceremony.
So you go to the Adolphus Hotel.
And you say, 19th floor, please.
No, if they give you 19th floor, that's when you say, is there any other room available?
Here's sad news, and I can tie about anything back to how people are making money off of it. Places being haunted are money makers, because people want to go to them. Like if you're a haunted hotel or a hotel room or a bar, there's one in Waxahachie, a bar that was haunted attached to a hotel, and I'm like, oh, this is fun.
When you have enough shots, you'll see anything.
White Rock Lake and Flagpole Hill. This is a famous one that I bet most people hearing. Do you know it?
I've heard about this, yes.
Do you know the story?
No, but I go there often.
Legend tells of a young woman who stopped a passerby for a lift home in their car, only for the driver to arrive at the woman's home and find nothing but a puddle of water in the back seat. And the woman? Nowhere to be seen. He knocks on the door to check if she'd already gone inside. An older gentleman answers. The driver described the girl to the gentleman, only for him to say, yes, that was my daughter, but she died many years ago, tragically drowning in White Rock Lake.
See, first off, I'm not picking anyone up that's walking on the street.
What? You don't help the people of Dallas, our people, us?
Yeah, no.
The Majestic Theater, allegedly haunted.
Really?
Yep.
I've been inside there.
Mm-hmm. Heard doors opening and closing, footsteps when no one's around, lights illuminating with no explanation whatsoever.
Huh.
There's but, so many.
Yeah, there's apparently a ghost named Annie that lives at Six Flags. Somewhere
Six
near
Flags
the Texas Giant.
Is very much on this list. She's often found in the candy shop, if I remember.
So do you think ghosts, she'll show up on some of the roller coaster pictures?
Yeah, in the background.
Right.
But not paying for them.
She doesn't have to
She's
stand
screaming
in, line.
In the back on the roller coaster in everyone's photo. Six. And if you look really closely,
and her mouth is like three times the size of a normal mouth.
Why wouldn't they do that for the pictures?
Oh yeah,
and freak everyone out.
Put Annie in there.
Yeah.
One of those most famous ghosts in the park is a little girl named Annie who spends her time at the candy store. According to stories, another girl died at age 8 when she drowned in Johnson's Creek. Her mm-hmm. ghost visits an old farmhouse that now resides in the park. She's known to walk along the railroad tracks.
Spooky. Fort Worth Zoo, former elephant trainer that met mm-hmm. his tragic death in 1987.
Eaten by an elephant.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Probably trampled.
Why are you guys talking like that?
Guys, this is ghost talk.
We're trying not to upset them.
This is ghost talk.
I don't like this.
Start talking like we're talking.
No, I won't.
Many
I refuse.
Many have seen the ghost of a man walking near the elephant and zebra areas of the zoo, just as the elephant trainer used to do as he made his rounds. So I believe all of this.
The last number one.
You think this
one,
stuff is fake? All you people that don't believe in ghosts?
No, they all believe. Now
you
that we're laying
fake
it out
articles?
For them. Sons of Herman Hall, allegedly the most haunted place in DFW. It came about 1910, and it does remain open to the public, but people hear children laughing when none are present.
That is spooky.
And
children
of,
ghosts
yes.
are the children scariest.
My issue here is if ghosts are real, aren't they going to be just... I think where we went wrong is they're not out to haunt us and make us miserable. They just want to have a laugh, watch us trip and fall, and play golf at
right.
night.
But why do they do creepy things then?
They don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't exist.
No, they exist, but they can't help being creepy because they're ghosts. They're not doing creepy things. They're just creepy because they're ghosts.
Right. And if a ghost
they're
is just standing
doing
there...
normal things.
I'm just standing
just
here
trying
quietly.
To hang out with us.
Yeah. Just standing there nice and quiet.
Just trying to feed the elephant that he did his whole life
yeah.
before he got killed.
Okay. You guys plan a nice 48-hour...
What if we did like an MTV Fear episode? Would you go to, let's say, Sons of Herman Hall
nope.
midnight?
Nope.
On the... The night of the devil. Is that something?
No.
Let's do it.
What, Saturday?
And we spend the night.
No.
Let's do it.
No.
I'll protect you.
Okay. You'll be the first one.
The one who doesn't believe in anything? And I just do a nope, 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 you turn.
We've got to do that, Donnie.
Dude, I'm interested.
Okay,
let's
do it
do
around
this.
Halloween.
Okay. We'll find the scariest thing, Donovan. And we'll beat it.
Okay.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.